starting, we have talking now for you about Kisu Shel Barzel. We have a covering, some kind of a metal covering, Shem Chasim HaKder, that uses a cover for the pot. Tzorach HaGola, you have to do HaGola to that cover. Kiva Jemezia B'chol Shel Mechayim HaKder, since it has Zeya come up to it all the time from the heat of the pot, therefore you have to kash it. So before we really get to this, I'm going to introduce it by saying, there's two places in Yordan where it talks about the din of the Zeya, which is to say, when you cook up a liquid, the vapors that come out of it are considered to have the same din as the liquid that they came from, even though they seem to be sort of not really there in the interim. But when they eventually turn into something else, they're considered to have the din. One is by schnapps, that's a rivash. We'll talk about that more the next time. The rivash says that the vapors, when you make schnapps, you boil the vapors out, you boil the alcohol out, and then it condenses that. So people wanted to say that those vapors are not usher. Even though the original thing was usher, the original liquid was tam yayin, it's not usher because it turned into a vapor in between. So he says, no, we'll talk about more next week.
Like
he said, no, it disappeared. It doesn't, it's like a new
thing. Where did it come from?
It's like a new thing. It's like,
oh,
so people are
several about this.
Right. So that's one place where it says that it's not true. That it's not true. The zeh coming out of a liquid is considered to have the same thing. And the other place is a more traditional basar b'chol. I think the case is you're cooking in milk, and there's meat, you know, salami is drying, hanging to dry, that the zeya from the liquid that goes up makes the salami strafe. Okay, if I remember that was the case. It was the milk that's hitting the meat that's hanging above it. The vapors of milk that come up make the thing on top of it strafe. It makes it, in that case, it makes the basar b'chol. Okay, what about the other way around? Now that it made the salami strafe, what about is the milk strafe? We got the zeh going up, it hits the thing on the top, it makes that shape. What about, can it make the pot below it shape that? So for that, the Rama says, if you see condensation on the bottom of the top thing, in this case on the bottom of the salami, you see some condensation forming, then we say that condensation dripped back down to the bottom pot. And we don't say that they're connected to each other and there's an automatic transfer of time. And Rama should make the deal, the way the Rama says it, is that you have to see condensation on the bottom. You don't assume that happens. If you see condensation there, then you say it drips back down into the bottom part, and the bottom part becomes straight.
Is the touching good enough too if you feel moist, or you have to see
No. If it's any kind of a moisture that you see there, then you're going to say maybe that moisture dripped back down. Otherwise, you just say it just got absorbed and it just didn't come back. So this is very negated. This din of zeya is negated to ovens and microwaves. That's how they become trapping like that. But I'm going to not talk about that. Those will both have special places later. Mirch Hashem will get to them with it, more of their shiloh, what their shiloh is. I'm going to leave that for now. But that is very much again. A case that we can talk about is a faucet. When you kasher your sink for Pesach, so people, of course, the sink you have to kasher. But the truth is, the faucet also gets shaped because when you, the simple case, the guy strains noodles in his sink, so he pours the noodles in, and the zeya coming out of that, what we say is a double gush, pouring up out of that thing, makes the zeya that's rising up, makes the faucet chametzik. Okay? Or if you pour it over and it hits it, then obviously that's a simple case that makes the chametzik. Okay, so the way you kasher, the din is like this, that zeya that comes out of a liquid is considered iru klivishin. It's considered not the klivishin, it's like pouring from the klivishin. So you kasher it also with iru klivishin. And we'll see, this has something we talked about once before here, at the end of Tufman Bays, that you could, since the bliya happens through zeya, you could kasher it through zeya also. Okay, since the bliya happens through a zeya, through an iru kind of a zeya, you could kasher like that also. Okay, so that's all before our din. That's the regular din of zeya. Our din is saying something stronger than zeya. Our din is not plain old zeya. Our din is what you call hevel hakadera. And when you have a pot, and the pot is covered, and there's a very small headspace between the food and the top of the pot, and it's a very confined area, because the thing is covered over with a cover, so in that small confined area, the Beis Yosef says, it's like the whole thing is filled with liquid. Then it's not a matter of like an eerie from the pot up to the cover. Or, and we have to say, maybe the time does go down or it doesn't go down. No, it's considered like it's completely solid, filled up with liquid, and it's a full transfer of time, and the cover is considered a cremation. That's what Arjun is saying, that the cover is not eerie cremation. The cover in a pot like that is considered a full cremation, and it has to be kashered as a full plain old...
Sometimes they have a hole in the cover. Does that change the status?
If it has an exhaust?
Right, exhaust. You know, those ones that are called pressure cookers.
You took away the pressure cooker? You took away
No, regular pot.
That's like a little
hole for the season leaks out.
It's like a little adjustable flap to move to the back and forth.
Okay, and just do a lot of showers.
It's a large man.
I'm not sure.
He's covered too.
Well, why should it be
Eerie? What?
Why should it be Eerie?
Why should it be Eerie?
Yeah.
Because, okay, tell me why. What's
the cover is hot.
Yes.
Right? You need to be Eerie, into hot Kaylee. Is that Eerie?
If you do Eerie from a clean region into a hot clean?
Yeah. Also, it's not. Right? The Rav Shabbos would say it's not.
Okay.
Right? You can reuse the cup 10 times and they say it's always cliché, right?
Right. You know.
So who are we also?
So we should say, so why don't we consider a cliché, not because of the Beis Yosef reason. Say it's a cliché because the thing is burning hot. It's sitting there on top of
the pot. Oh, each too. It's on the
fire itself. It's not the pot that the food is in. The food is in the pot and then the cover is separate. It's a separate piece.
But you say it's in the pot.
So the time can't transfer through the pot into the cover.
It's not the cover on here. Don't tell me there's no bleed that doesn't go in.
Only if there are liquids. Okay, that's the point though.
So let's even the pot off the fire.
And then you put the cover on.
Yeah, right.
He's telling
you. You can't touch just because it's correct. Okay.
Okay. You don't know.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. It's a good question. Okay, so maybe that's the answer to this question. I'm not sure, but that's a good question. So why don't we say it's let's say it would be Eerie anyhow. Eerie into this burning hot cover should make it into a cremation anyhow. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, and about your thing about whether if there's an escape, it would depend. The Bezeshim is saying, like, there's this big, heavy, thick cloud. Probably he's right, that there's a tiny little escape out of it, then it's not, that's not going to make a difference. There's still going to be a nice build-up anyhow.
Yeah.
I mean, every pot, you know, stuff leaks out the edges also. Okay. Okay, so now, I thought of a different case, not with this a little thing like that. But what happens if you have a kettle in a plant, okay, where it's not like in the house that the pot comes 90% full. I mean, a kettle is a lot bigger than a pot, okay, and there's a nicer amount of headspace. My assumption was that it still has the same thing as the Hevok Nero, because it's not a 4-gallon, you know, 4-quart pot. It's a 50-gallon pot. So that amount of space relative is considered a small amount of space. Okay,
that or a soup kettle in a kitchen.
Or a soup kettle, right. I was assuming,
kind of thing,
in which case, those hotel covers then are going to be considered a full cremation for the cash, not just an Eber.
Right. Even though there's like a gap, and I'll tell you where, not much a gap, because when they open it, the soup pours out sometimes. You know, some of them have it where there's a spout, or it's on the bottom of the spout. That's a different trail about cashing it. But again, even though it would be a gap, it would still be
Eerie. Unless it's this huge hole. Okay, I'm going to get to a different case in a second, of a bigger hole. Okay. We had Zayah, and we have Hevok there, which is our din, it's more than that. But there's an opposite din. Okay? There's an opposite case, a lower din, which is that's a din of Recha. That we paskin, that Recha, when you cook dry things in an oven, those things don't give off Zayah. Zayah comes from liquid things. They give off Recha, what we call Recha. But we hold that Recha is, there is something to Recha.
Milsi.
We pass in Recha Lav Milsi. But Recha Lav Milsi, he means that so little time comes out of the dry food that it's not enough to be nursing time into the next food. Okay? But it's not that no time comes out of it. It's not that nothing, something does come out, but the amount that comes out is so little that it's not enough to be nursing time into something else. It's always bottled when it comes into the next food. And that's why, l'chatchilo, you're not allowed to do Recha. You're not allowed to cook milk and a place next to each other and say, oh, it's just going to be Recha. Even though we're passing Recha Lav Milsa, Recha Lav Milsa means that by the time it gets into the other thing, it'll be bottled. But l'chatchilo, you're not allowed to do that. As a type of bitlis l'chatchilo, yes. It's a kind of a bitlis l'chatchilo to say, to cook it, but b'di'evit, almost every case is mutter. Okay, so there's a whole bunch of cases, it's in your day, there's a bunch of cases. Just about every case is mutter b'di'evit, and just about every case is l'chatchilo. Okay, there's exceptions on both sides. There are cases that are mutter l'chatchilo and cases that are asr b'di'evit, but basically, it's always mutter l'chatchilo, always asr l'chatchilo and mutter b'di'evit. And the exception is, because of this thing, because the Recha has a tiny amount of time to it, on Pesach, we say, except the Makkel Hefsim Rubo, we say that Recha is Milsi. If you cook two dry things next to each other, then you would say Recha is Milsi because Chametz Hefsim Mashu. So even though there's only a tiny amount transferring, that Mashu that transfers is, you know, past the food. Okay, that's except Rama says Makkel Hefsim Rubo, we say that Recha is Milsi for Pesach. Okay. Now, this is the end. There's really something else that I'm skipping now, which we'll do next week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, end of the machaber. If you put this chametz sticker cover onto a pot on Pesach, meaning you didn't kasher it, you didn't kasher it and you put it onto the pot on Pesach, so what's it then? Call hatapsu asr, all the Pesach food is asr, wash as Zeis Hakisu Masar B'Tapshlo, because now the Blias, the Zeis that was absorbed into the cover from Chametz, gets now mixed into the kosher food, because there's going to be Hevach Gedera from the new pot, and now the Chametz, the Gebliyas from the cover will get absorbed into the pot and make the food also even B'Diyam.
What type of cover are we talking about? How old is the cover? Was used Erev Pesach for Chametz?
Yanki, Mamash Mechavet. So, I'm about to say that. I have to just say one thing before I say that.
Excuse me, I'm in
food, sir. Okay. There's a machlokes, whether, usually, some that's ain't a binyan is mutter b'dievet. But there's a machlokes, whether on Pesach, some that's ain't a binyan is mutter b'dievet. That's a machlokes, when you Pesach, the machaber is makel, it says ain't a binyan is mutter, and the ramah is machmer. So the Sharatin says, according to the machaber, that ain't a binyan is mutter, this din is going to have to be talking about on the first day of Pesach. This is going to have to be talking about that you use the chametz to cover the cover for chametz within
Erev Pesach. Not even became Ein B'Diyam on Pesach.
Yes, according to the chametz, Ein B'Diyam is mutter. So it has to be talking about that you use it right before Pesach. You mean on Erev Pesach in the morning you use it, and then on Pesach.
I got to use this.
Yeah. Okay. Of course. I got to use Pesach. Correct. That's right. But for a normal person, you think this is a very common thing. The guy on Pesach morning, he pulls something out of his dishes, and he sticks it onto the pot. And he forgot the first thing that you're supposed to hide your chametz in the kettle. Well, some kid pulled the pot out of the cover, and he sticks it onto the pot. So now the mechaber thinks, if it's Ben Yoimer, the mechaber. So, no, according to the mechaber, it's only if it's on Yontem. So then it'll be the mechaber says also means only if it's Ben Yoimer.
Right.
Or if it's 30. Okay. Well, but that's the normal case that if it's Ben Yoimer. But. What happened?
Something you know.
I don't. Okay, but the Mishnah Berurah says, but the Ramah holds that Eina Binyamin is mutter is usher even with the Evan on Pesach. So the Ramah will have an easy way to understand. It could be any day of Pesach. Mm-hmm. Anytime you use a chametz to cover, even though it's Eina Binyamin, it doesn't make a difference. It's usher. Okay. So now, what would you say if a guy had a cover that wasn't on Pesach? It was Erev Pesach. Okay, it was when the chametz is not the mashu. When there's no. Ein B'Yom is not also.
No, Ein B'Yom in afternoon.
When Chometz is Chometz is not also the mashal at that point.
Right.
So would you say that the food is also the diavad or mutviyad? The cover was Ein B'Yom.
I'm sure it's much like this.
So every person who would, most people who ask this question to would say, it's Ein B'Yom. Ein B'Yom is not. It's not on Pesach. Only on Pesach is the Ramah Machmir that Ein B'Yom is also, but not usually. So to that, the Mishnah Berurah told us a Ramah near there, a very surprising Ramah. It's surprising, but it is a Ramah. Who says? The Ramah says, there's a minute that a cover of a pot, even though it's Ein B'Yom, it still makes food also B'Diyam. That's what Ramah says. Special thing for covers, that covers make food also B'Diyam, even though they're Ein B'Yom. It doesn't make them also B'Diyam. The Ramah says, and you should know, this minute has no pshat in it. This is a minute below time. There's no sense to it. He says, this minute has no pshat in it. He says, but we do it anyhow.
Where's the senior again?
Tzadik Gimel. There's only one halacha Tzadik Gimel that we see the point. There's one, and the Ramah says, this has no pshat to it. He says, but we do it anyhow. Except, he says, if you have a reason to be the Tzara, some reason to say why the thing should be mutter anyhow, so fine, then you don't have to be machmer for this
meal.
What do you say?
The Muhammad in the
which is what?
The whole enemy is. Oh, sorry.
No, we're talking about.
I would say it's far away. The pot is because you can never really clean a good cover together.
So, he knows his joke there.
So, it's worse than a pot itself.
Right, it's worse than the pot.
Yeah,
it's worse than the pot. So, the Taz and the Shaf say.
You look at your pots at home and you will see your covers are dirtier than your pots.
So, the Taz and the Shaf say, the reason for this minute is like this. There are pots. Not all covers, but there's such a thing as covers that come to a point or have, other kinds of nooks and crannies in them because of the way a cover is made, different than a pot, and food could get stuck in there. And since food could get stuck in those little places, therefore, even if it's Ein B'Yom, it doesn't help because it's Ben in this place. So the reason for the Machmir, now this is not really Min Hadin, it's just a minig to be Machmir for this thing, but the reason why those people say that it should be Asur is because food might get stuck in that little spot. Therefore we say pot, even though in the binyamin are after the food anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the minute comes from.
So there's not shish, what do you have? Do you have shishim connected the whole pot?
So that's the shot on the pack on the shot. Okay. Whether would you, so against the little piece or the whole pot?
I'm saying. That's not for now.
Not for now. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah says, so in Cain, the same thing goes over here also. If the guy cooked in a pot, put the cover, a chametz like a cover onto a pot, even if it was before Pesach, it would be usher. It would be usher, even if it was Ein B'Yom. The Ramah holds it's usher, Ein B'Yom on Pesach, of course it's usher. except Makom Hetzeruba. But over here, even on Erev Pesach, he says it should be the same thing. Now, I don't know why he says it's only on Erev Pesach, because the Ramah in Yerdeh doesn't do it on Erev Pesach. What's if the Chatzos is worse? The Mishmur sounds like he's only saying it if the Chatzos. But whatever reason, the Mishmur says you should be Machmir, so he brings this Ramah. The Ramah says you should be Machmir at a cover, and I never heard of someone being Machmir for this minute, but that's the Ramah says it. The Ramah, you look at the Ramah, you'll see what he says. Now,
there is somebody said, "Hey, we don't have to be Machmir."
No, I'm just saying it's just a. But you ask a person. Just when I saw it, I said, "Well, I don't remember seeing that Ramah like that." But if you would ask me the question before I did this, I said, "What would I do? I'd mistake. I put the cover on the thing." He said, "You haven't used it a day, and it would be mutter."
Right.
You would unless the person really knows what he's saying. Most of you would expect to answer just, "Oh, say the binyam, so it's mutter." And not to be special, have a special chumrah for a cover. Now, they're talking about a chumrah. About to be maximum for all covers. And I just want to point it out that we saw this in a company, the two of us saw it in a company recently, and it's in other companies also, that on top of a kettle, sometimes in kettle, instead of a cover, just a plain old cover, they have the kettle is roundish, and on the top it has like a complete thing that like a dome on the top of it, and the dome has in it a vent that lets out vapors out of it. The companies are doing it to control the vapors from getting into the plant. They don't want to heat up the plant, or they don't want to destroy the atmosphere, so they want to catch those vapors. For whatever reasons why they have for doing it. So what they're doing is they're building like a cover over their kettle, not like as a plain old cover, but as a way to trap, to direct the vapors in a certain direction. Okay? It's similar to what people use in food service, a simple kind of thing, a hood over an oven that also directs vapors in a certain direction.
Okay.
So what I'm bringing it, of course, that cover has to be kosher like any other cover. And this is the cover what I meant. I said, there's such a thing, there are covers, there's such a big vent, you don't have the hemlock there building up under it, because there's something exhausting all the stuff out of it. But I'm mentioning it because what the Taz and Shach say about the end getting stuck, that this is the kind of a case where the end gets stuck. Things, the whole day people are cooking in this, and things, the vapors and pieces of food are getting out, that up into those vents, pieces of food can get, not big hunks of food, but over time, get a buildup of food, can get up over there. And the natural thing to do is you look into the kettle and say, the kettle is clean, we're ready for kasher, and you got to look up also to see what's going on up there, to see that there isn't food that's trapped into this.
You have to get up in there, it's so small.
Yeah, this was a big, it's a big vent. It was
like a vent, like a dryer.
Yes, it's a big vent. The idea here is they're trying to direct the vapors either out of the plant, they don't want to heat up the plant, or they want to direct it to a place that they can clean it before they let it into the atmosphere, so that the whole place doesn't smell like tomato sauce, the whole neighborhood. So the
has to be clean, but the
it has to be clean, but the kashering is just as a cover. You have to deal with it. So if let's say for the kashering, you have to think about, does it get yatzalot spilled over there? Right, because this din, I should have mentioned, the din of zay, when zay rises up and hits something, it's only when the zay itself, or the thing that it hits, are yatzalot spilled.
How
long
should we get up there for wasn't yatzalot?
What do you think? What should be called kafalta?
Whatever the degrees of during the cooking, that's what should be called kashering.
Okay, so then, you're right. You think if during cooking it got over yatzalot spilled, you could
eat about kafalta. Yeah, it's multiple hours. If it's producing all day.
A long time.
So you think it's zay what?
So it goes to 190 degrees, that's 200 degrees.
So
you have to cash it for 10 minutes.
You can't just cook up the water and say the vapors come up, we're going to
cash it. Not let it go for a while.
Either you have to do it for a long time.
You've got
to
chug it up.
Or you have to do something like a spray ball that's going to hit the top there also.
Exactly.
And you have to direct boiling water up to there. Because you have to think about cashing it. I'm not talking about the cashing, the Hagolah Shabbat. I'm talking about is that the end that's going to be stuck up there. That's I'm trying to explain. This Taz and Shach, we're talking about these funny covers with a little hole, like a point to it, that they're talking about as a chumrah. There is such a real thing that you have to turn your head the other way instead of just looking down. I was just bringing it out. I don't know whether people are or not mocking for this Rambam over there. But the point that the Taz and Shach that's on front of me at, that it comes up in industrial, in the hood, it could be also. It's not as much in the hood.
I mean,
the
company doesn't have to worry about the minute so much.
No, but I'm talking about the end. But they're bringing out a point that the end gets trapped up there. That's what I'm trying to
say.